To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of the surf and sand at Costas Mujeres in Mexico comes to us from a friend who made a change of career decision just before they set out on their vacation that was long overdue because of the circumstances surrounding their lives, as well as the changes caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Their departure to this sunny beach was also timely in that they escaped the rain that covered upstate New York yesterday and is in the forecast again today. Well, it's Wednesday, and while we can't all just pack up and find a sunny beach to escape the cloudy circumstances of our lives, doesn't mean we have to stay in a dark cloud of depression either. As Christians, we have the blessings of the Son of God and God the Son to brighten our day, no matter what may be in the forecast. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God, and remembering that fact should be a source of continuous hope and joy. So as we have reached the midway point of another work week, be sure to keep your hope alive by reminding yourself of the love of God that has been poured out into your life through the revelation of Jesus Christ, and for the many blessings you have enjoyed along the way on this journey called life. Every day after my morning exercises, I pray and thank God for all that He has done in my life. I actually begin the practice of gratitude while I exercise by thanking the Lord when I successfully complete each set of exercises. As someone who has worked hard to lose weight and become stronger, I know how hard it is, hard it was when I initially started exercising again back in November last year. The struggle was real, but as I was faithful to the discipline of rising and exercising, I was able to perform the exercises with less difficulty and was able to do more repetitions and began to feel stronger and see results. I have not exactly arrived at my goal of optimal health yet, but enjoy the fact that I have made significant progress toward that end and feel much better than I was a year ago. So I thank God every morning for my health as a starting point in my practice of gratitude. After my exercises, I sit down and I pray to the Lord and thank Him for my home, my job, my car, my children, my family, my friends, my fiance, her family, my church, her church, my pets and her pets. With all that I'm thankful for out of the way, I will pray for others who need healing and other blessings. Finally, I pray through Dr. Neil Anderson's Who I Am in Christ list that reminds me that I am accepted, secure, and significant in Christ. When I connect to the Lord in prayer, my spirit is lifted, and no matter what the weather is like outside, I can rejoice because this is the day that the Lord has made. So whether you are covered by another northeast autumn rainstorm or sitting under the blazing sun on a Mexican beach today, remember that the Lord is with you wherever you go. And when you connect with Him in prayer and thanksgiving, your spirit will be lifted and your outlook will be bright. So keep walking and talking with God. He is the one who has provided you with all that you have, and when you live in His presence, He will give you the strength and wisdom to walk through whatever storms you may face in life. Today's Bible verse is drawn from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 35. 30, verse 5. And it says, "For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning." Today's verse recognizes the reality of chastisement and suffering that we experience in life. You know, it might sound funny, but one of the things that I have enjoyed about my journey into Christianity that has taken place after becoming born again in 2010 is the fact that I discovered that the Word of God wasn't all piety and super sweet sentimentalism. As someone who had a lot of doubts and disappointments and who made their fair share of errors and judgment in life, I was extremely skeptical and wary as I sought out a church after being born again. I also wanted to be assured that my salvation experience wasn't just some entrance into a blind faith of wishful thinking. So when I got saved, I was compelled to read the Bible and to investigate the veracity of the Christian faith that I had joyously entered into. My studies of the scriptures revealed to me that the Bible didn't pull any punches in describing the depravity of man and the suffering that resulted from the fall of mankind. It also showed me that there were severe consequences for disregarding the commandments and wisdom that God revealed to his people. The Old Testament is replete with the history of the nation of Israel suffering because of their failure to follow the Lord. So when we read of God's anger in today's verse, I know what the psalmist is talking about. One saying that I have heard that I believe adequately reflects the cause and effect relationship of disobeying God's instruction is, choose to sin, choose to suffer. That one doesn't get shared too much in Christian circles as we greet one another with a sign of peace in the weekly worship service. But the fact that God will chastise those who are his is well documented in Scripture. So if you choose to follow your own wisdom instead of God's, you very well may feel his anger and may experience suffering that lasts through the night. Whether or not the sufferings we experience in life are a result of our sin and God's chastisement is difficult to discern. But one way that we can have some assurance that we aren't bringing it on ourselves is to be obedient to the Lord and to live in his presence. Even in the toughest times, we can experience the favor that lasts a lifetime and the joy that comes in the morning when we are living according to his ways and are connecting to God in prayer. Our suffering can be a trial of our own making, a product of enemy influence, a natural circumstance of life in a world broken by sin, or a chastisement from the Lord God himself. But the remedy for our suffering is the same regardless of the source of our suffering. We are to submit to God and resist the devil. We are to draw close to the Lord, obey his direction for our lives, and say no to worldly or demonic influences. When we trust the Lord and live according to his ways, we can overcome suffering. When our trials come to an end, we will know that we have enjoyed the Lord's blessing even in the midst of all of it, and that we were able to have joy even in the darkest of days. Suffering is real, and chastisement is a possible cause of it. So live according to the ways of God and spend time in his presence every day. The Lord will strengthen us and guide us when we walk with him. So no matter what we face in life, stay close to him and he will see you through. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from June Hunt's Dating, Secrets to Great Relating When Dating. And today, June Hunt asks the question, what kind of love lasts forever? Well, it's a great section. So if you want to know what kind of love lasts forever, go to mtforchrist.org and read that resource from June Hunt. It's at the end of today's blog post on the website. As always, we also invite you to partake and participate in our discipleship classes that we have on the podcast. We've done a couple series, one for Victory Over the Darkness, and another one for the Bondage Breaker, and we're currently doing a series for Freedom in Christ. So if you'd like to check those out, just listen to them on the podcast, and if you wanted to participate, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com, and I would send you the class materials and act as an encourager for you. And, of course, that was, free of charge. And as a reminder, we also offer a Bible study discussion every week with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. Our Bible studies with the Sincotti are in the archive. On average, we've done one every week, with a rare exception. And so the one we did last was on inheritance, and that one's available currently. So if you don't have a Bible study of your own, you can check out our Bible study discussion to hear what we have to say about different topics of our faith. Let's see, and tomorrow we invite you to check out the new Freedom in Christ podcast that'll be uploaded by midnight tomorrow. No later, I'm sure. Usually 9 o'clock or so. As we'll be facilitating the Freedom in Christ class at Rock Solid Church tomorrow. And for anyone local, you can check it out in Hudson, New York. All right. Well, that's it about, you know, happy hump day. Welcome to Wednesday. We made it. And after this, we'll be on the downside of the work week, unless you work Saturday like I do. But it's neither here nor there, because the Lord is with us wherever we go and every day. So let us just close out in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank you for the blessings of our salvation, and thank you for the blessings that you've given us through this life. Lord, we pray for everyone listening. We pray for their protection and their freedom. And we pray for them to be anointed by the Holy Spirit to receive more truth and to encourage them in their walk. And Lord, we pray for their blessings, their prosperity, their provision, and we pray for healing for those who need it. Lord, we pray for those who need healing in their families or in themselves, Lord, that they would receive it. Because we know you're the healer and you're the one who directs our path, Lord. So we just ask for your mercy and grace in these situations and to go before us as we go through another day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.